I'm in Delhi. You're hearing the noises of Delhi in the background, in the car. And we had a good flight, interesting flight. Devotees in Europe will know that there's this huge big hurricane over Germany. So it was questionable whether we were going to actually be able to get off in Budapest. And one flight to Germany they postponed, or they let go. We had a bumpy ride. The good thing, I sat in front. Some of the people who were sitting in the back, they had some stomach problems. And then when we got to Munich, then the big plane, it had some mechanical problem. The wind was so strong at the airport that, literally speaking, was like traveling in a carriage. The airplane was just being rocked back and forth as it stood there, and it also seemed to disengage its reference machine, or anyway something that told the pilot where he was going. So they tried to fix it, couldn't fix it, finally pulled it into a hangar where we're all sitting over there. Hour and a half later we left, and we got here in Delhi without any problem. Now I'm just going to get some jewelry, paraphernalia for little deities. And then I'll go back to the guest house we're staying in, just near to the airport. Just a minute. I just spoke to Govinda Maharaj, who gave me an update of the Kazakhstan situation. Today there's a court case in which the local district council, Karzai Rayon, they're pushing to take possession of the main property that includes the temple, the farmlands. This is not the buildings that were bulldozed. This is now the other properties. And Maharaj said that he doesn't know anything what's happening at present, but that within 2 months they could take possession of the property. Now that's very, very bad news, but that's the latest. Tomorrow I'll try and get on to a conference of devotees involved and concerned about this. But Maharaj's strategy right now is to immediately start looking for a place to relocate the deities, because these people aren't stopping, and even though they may be getting some instructions from higher up, if they are, it's not really having much effect. So they're just going forward full steam, and their plan is to take possession of our land. And we've also heard it from other sources that our land, which is really, really prime land, if you try and imagine what we're talking about, has already been divvied up amongst certain people who have the personal interest to get it. So right now I'm just in Connaught Place, and unfortunately my driver doesn't know where to go, so I have to direct him. We'll be continuing on this evening, staying in White Lane, continuing on in the evening with our journey, and hoping everyone the best. If I can add to this a little later, I shall. Hare Krishna. Okay, I'm out from jewelers, my good friend Mr. Kapoor, and Farshan is listening to this, and I ordered two beautiful, we call them Sita crowns, for little Radharani, Damodar's Radharani, and one will be out of gold, different carved gold stones, and then the other one will be with diamonds, rupees, and emeralds. And that will be the dearer one, but I think they'll be very nice, and they may be finished in a couple of weeks. On my way out, I saw this really beautiful white pearl necklace. About 2 years ago, I bought Srimati Radharani a salt sea black pearl necklace, but they were perfect pearls, and she has those. And Anyway, I'm meditating right now on the cost of a white pearl necklace for Shyamasundar. It would be very, very beautiful. We'll see if how it can work out on the finances on that side. It's quite hefty. Anyway, India is really still India. It's cool here in Delhi. The sun's shining. It's not a very strong sun. Very pleasant. Smoky as usual. I don't know, perhaps it's 12 degrees outside, 14 degrees, very nice. And with all of its smog and dirt and so much else, and unbelievable race towards reaching materialistic values, India is still India. Wherever I go, people are saying Jai Shri Krishna, Hare Krishna. People offer pranams, say Swamiji. It's a wonderful place. Srila Prabhupada so much wanted Krishna consciousness to be spread in India. He had a particular and a special passion for that. Preaching Krishna consciousness around the world was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled that, and preaching in India, Prabhupada really wanted to see a Krishna consciousness movement really has recognition, beautiful temples, projects, and but whether we're changing the course of history, I don't think is debatable. We're not. We're not doing what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do, what we want to do, and that is really, really make a difference somehow or another, to make a difference, bring a halt to this materialistic rat race, and try to influence the leaders, because it will start at the top, the leaders to do things in a God-conscious way, not to just make everyone mad, insane for sense gratification, but make them mad after Krishna and accept the necessities of life as given to them, allotted to them by their karma and honest work. Anyway, I'm just going out of Connaught Place by this Jivan Bhavan. If you don't know what it is, you probably remember what it is. It's this all glass building with red sandstone sides just opposite Connaught Place. I'll be going back to the hotel from here again, and we'll take prasadam. We still got at least a half dozen pizzas with us. Boy, are they ever fantastic pizzas. And take a little rest and go out to the airport. All the best to everyone, and we'll try and keep you updated about developments in Kazakhstan.